morning. Isn't this refreshing? 3 hours of radio broadcasting with no news that can weigh you down, surface your hate, your anxiety, and your fears.
And it's, programming.
It's your happy place, Rosie on the House, and we're just privileged to be the ones to be able to bring it to you. We've been talking about the article published today at Rosie on the House, what you, as a new first-time home buyer in Arizona, need to know about buying a home in Arizona. We don't have time to finish covering all the material. It talks about landscaping. You know, when you're welcome to Arizona, if you're buying a home on the floor of the desert, 70% of the water you use all year long will go to your landscaping. So be smart about what you put in your landscaping. We all need to conserve water. I want you to think about interior considerations. Windows matter. How about waste disposal? Have you ever been on a septic system before? We've got lots of neighborhoods throughout Arizona that are on septic systems. Did you move to an area that from an area that naturally has soft water? Well, baby, if you move to Arizona, you got hard water now. You're going to have to learn how to deal with it. You're also going to have to learn how to beat those high air conditioning bills in the summer. You've left expensive heating bills in the winter. Well, baby, next July and August, you're going to wonder, how can I beat this electric bill?
Super cooling.
We've got all the answers for you at Rosie on the House. And we end the article by saying, once you're here, once you've bought that house, we want you to get out and enjoy the great state of Arizona. You have moved to an absolutely fabulous place. Let's get to the last couple callers and see if we can jump through them real quick. Kenny in Phoenix has a question. Let's see if we can help him out. Good morning, Kenny.
Hey, good morning, Rosie. How are you, buddy?
Very good, bud. Thanks for hanging on. I know you've been patient here. How can we help you?
Oh, that's all right. I'm just sitting out here watching my pool drain right now. You know what I mean? I'm saving my water and irrigating my yard.
Okay. All right. So,
getting ready to pressure wash and get it ready for summertime.
Okay. It's a good time of year to
do that. Question was, and I'll get to it real quick, is, hey, I got one of those conventional style ranch homes you were just talking about in your previous segment with stucco siding and pop outs on it. Okay.
Okay.
And, I know we don't get a lot of rain, but when we do get rain, I got a problem on the eaves where they drop down, where the pitch comes down into the and makes the little V, then it runs off the house. So I got a low spot of land right there, and I get a lot of water buildup. So I'm going to gutter it, but I'm having a difficult time trying to figure out what type of screws to put through that pop out all the way into the if there's a header board in there or not.
Oh, okay. So you have the Santa Barbara style stucco home where the stucco actually comes up right to the drip edge.
Yep.
And you're wondering how to anchor to that.
Yep.
Okay. Well, there is a solid anchoring member there. That's how they wrapped the stucco up to the bottom of the roof deck. You can find it. I would tell you, just take a long, electricians have really long, small drill bits in particular. I would take a long 6 or 8 inch, 1/8 inch drill bit, and I would just probe the area so you could identify where that framing member stops. It's usually going to be about 3.5 to 5.5 inches below the tile line. Should be solid. You should have plenty to anchor to there. And what I would do is I would probably take the nail through the gutter, and you've got a little ferrule sleeve that's going to hold the gutter apart, and I would tap it, I'd mark the spot, then I'd go ahead and drill that spot, and I would fill that with caulk, and then I would finish driving that gutter retaining nail through that, and you ought to be all set. Does that make sense?
I understand. So I got the, if I'm looking at it right now, so where the asphalt roofing comes off, there's a little metal plate that hangs over the edge.
Try and get the backside of your gutter under that middle drip edge.
Okay.
Okay.
You
don't want any exposed stucco between your drip edge and the start of your gutter. So force that gutter up in behind that thing.
So I should go with the U shape the older style.
Yes. As opposed
older style
to
rain gutters, right?
As opposed to what were you thinking?
Well, the newer ones that have all these plastic piece of crap clips on them.
Well, they
you answered your own question there.
And they will work pretty well
exactly.
for several years because you're not here in Arizona below the rim because you're not having to deal with snow and ice loads. You really are just dealing with water and probably some leaf litter. Those will work pretty well in the valley floor. Just know about every 7 to 10 years, I'd get up there and think about replacing those plastic retaining clips. Because like I said, plastic, the sun loves eating plastic. It loves eating vinyl. It loves eating anything that's exposed to it. That's what we have to deal with here in Arizona. Tom, first time home caller and listener, I'll get your call, buddy. Hang on.